It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Natural gas is a valuable commodity in most of the world, but not in parts of Texas. A recent study shows enough natural gas to power every home in the state is actually destroyed by oil companies in a process they call flaring. Now a new twist has emerged. In West Texas, people will pay you to take their natural gas. It's called negative pricing. And KUT's Mose Bushell joins me to talk about why it's happening. Hi, Mose.
Hey, Jen.
So has this ever happened before?
No, I don't think so. One expert I talked to used a very technical term to describe what's happening with natural gas in Texas right now. He said it's crazy.
Okay, so what's crazy? What's actually happening here?
Well, you've got to start exactly where you did just a few seconds ago. Natural gas is a valuable commodity, but it's also a byproduct of oil production. And in West Texas, there are a lot of oil wells that produce natural gas, but there's no easy way to get it out of West Texas, not enough pipelines. So usually companies just burn it off. Like you said, it's called flaring.
Okay, so that sounds bad.
Yeah, I mean, even people in the oil business have called it a black eye on the industry. And critics, they see it as an indictment of the whole way the state and federal government manage our natural resources, or I guess don't manage them.
Okay, Mose, but this new thing isn't flaring. These companies are trying to pay people to take their natural gas?
Right. Okay, so some oil wells can't flare their gas because of the way the rules are set up. And some companies sell their gas and ship it out on pipeline. But several weeks ago, there was a breakdown on a pipeline run by the company Kinder Morgan in West Texas that further limited the amount of gas that could get shipped out. It kind of trapped even more gas in West Texas. So now, because oil prices are so high, these companies decided they would pay people to take the gas away. And they can afford to do that because of these oil prices. But it's pretty much unheard of. Here's how Joshua Rhodes, a research associate at UT Austin's Energy Institute, puts it.
Have you ever gone to the store and seen negative prices on things? Like, it's just not a thing that happens. And so we didn't design the market to really handle that.
So, Mose, what does he mean by market?
Okay, so he's talking about the electricity market. And, Jen, here's where things get really complicated.
Oh, okay. I thought they were already.
They really kind of already were, but it gets even more so. I'm going to let Joshua Rhodes explain it.
So for natural gas power plants, they pay for natural gas. They burn it, make electricity, and sell that electricity in the market. But now they might actually be able to get paid to take that natural gas and get paid to make electricity.
Okay, well, that's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. But the thing is, up until recently, natural gas power plants were not allowed to sell electricity at negative prices. But now, because of negative natural gas prices, natural gas power plants want to. They could still make money selling negative-priced electricity because someone's paying them to take the gas. So the group that operates the Texas Electric Grid, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, is changing the rules to allow natural gas power plants to sell electricity for negative 20 bucks per megawatt hour. So you see, this whole thing is having this kind of cascade effect from negative priced natural gas in West Texas now to negative priced natural gas electricity.
Okay. So, Mose, I guess what I want to know, and probably a lot of people want to know, will that lower electricity prices? It seems like it would have to.
Yeah, and it may, especially in some parts of the state. But remember, this is kind of a local phenomenon to West Texas. And the thing that Joshua Rhodes says is it probably won't last long.
This is not sustainable. Negative priced natural gas is not a sustainable thing. I mean, somebody will build a pipeline, and there are companies out there building pipelines right now to move that gas to market.
And Jen, one of those pipelines is probably one you've heard of. It's none other than the Permian Highway Pipeline. That's the one company Kinder Morgan plans to run right through the Hill Country and other parts of Central Texas.
And that is facing quite a bit of opposition.
Yeah, we've done a lot of reporting on that here. It's a big story here locally.
Well, that's a lot to chew on, Mose.
We live in very interesting times.
Thanks, Mose.
Thank you, Jen.
You can keep up with more news at KUT.org.